Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Whew, good morning. It is awesome to be with you again. I'm telling you, I've had a great week where, man, the authenticity of my relationship with God was really, man, taken through something that was very, very special. And I'm going to tell you about it a little bit later. But first of all, just to let you know, that song that we just listened to, Still Believe, from Kim Walker-Smith, it's amazing how certain songs just bring in like memories that you have of times with God or with people. And I remember this time where I was actually really sick and I was busy serving at the children's home up in Limpopo, Farwater. And man, I just decided, God, I'm feeling really sick, but I'm going to take this blanket out into the bush. I'm going to lay down. And I just started worshiping God and like asking God to really just show up, you know. And I was rebuking sickness and I was just like, God, all I need is your presence. Just like that moment with that woman of the issue of blood, where she said, God, if I could just grab a hold of your garment, then I know I'll be healed. And that's what I was really setting out to do. I was setting out to say, I need your presence. I know when I'm in your presence, there is nothing from the enemy that can stand. And so I went out into the bush, played that music, was worshiping God. And all of a sudden, I had this encounter with God where I literally could feel the fire of God just like penetrate. And I was so shocked by the potency of it. And I realized that after that encounter, I got up and my body was completely filled with energy, completely filled with everything that I needed to be able to go through my day, to stand in the truth. And that was what was so amazing for me, is that Jesus showed up. Jesus really showed up when I needed him. I was sick, got up, and I was completely healed. And this is what's on my heart this morning. I want to talk about the authenticity of our relationships and how that produces an authentic experience with God. So that's coming up a little bit later. And I'm very excited to see what we're going to talk about, what God's going to actually be saying today. Man, we're going to challenge the way that we think. We're going to be real in this moment and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. And it just makes me excited. So I'm very, very excited, guys. God bless you. Romans 10:11 says, the scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him will ever be put to shame or disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us, and he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. I love that last part because it doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter what your background. It does not matter to the Lord. He says he's not a respecter of persons. What he does with one, he will surely do for another. And this is the hope that we really have. It's something that I've experienced this week. Seem to be experiencing it on a daily basis. And it comes from a place of being in love with God and having a real, authentic relationship with him. And I'm really excited to tell you about this testimony. So please stay tuned. But before we get there, I just want to remind everyone that is listening, please remember, we are doing a challenge for change this month where we are actually learning scripture so that we can keep it in our minds and understand that when we are faced with a moment, we can change the way that we're thinking in that moment. Even if the enemy tells you something that you know is a lie, even if you don't even recognize that it's a lie, learning scripture enables you to be able to say, that is not from God. I'm coming into what God really has for me. This is the truth of the way that God sees it. And so just to remind you, last week we chose two scriptures First one was 2 Corinthians 5:7, which says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And the second one, 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you want to join us in this challenge this month for Challenge to Change, write those scriptures down and put them in your memory so that when the moment comes up for you to actually be using it, we're going to start learning those. So if you hear, just a reminder, if you hear of a scripture in today's show, please let me know on our WhatsApp line, which is 071-364-0376. And we can choose these scriptures together as we go on and really learn, you know, actually study and show ourselves approved of the Word of God and be equipped with the Word of God that is like a sword that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, that's our weapon that we can use. So just a reminder about that. And I'm super excited. I'm super excited for what God's going to do, because coming up, we have this. So here on Being Real today, we are really talking about authenticity. For me, this is something that is so vital in our relationship with God, because I grew up in a place where I was looking for something more. I realized that what I'd been presented with was placing me in a place where I was lacking honesty and sincerity in my relationship with the Lord. I grew up in the church. I grew up loving Jesus. I grew up hearing the Word of God, but realized that there was something that was missing. I actually was missing a real encounter with my Heavenly Father, a real encounter with my King, Jesus. So if we take a look at this word of authentic, it means of undisputed origin. It's not a copy. It's genuine. Now, I love this, because when we actually take a look at a word and we say, okay, this is what it actually means, we're able to break it down, kind of ingest it and say, okay, does my relationship look authentic with God? Is it genuine? Is it only a copy? Is it fake? Is it only face value? Or does it have like substance? Does your relationship with the Lord have substance? It's a real question, something that I had to ask myself. And to tell you the honest truth, there was a stage where I said, Lord, I am not being real. I'm not actually being honest in the way that I'm approaching you right now. And this question pushed me into a place where I had to say to the Lord, it's time for me to get real. It's time for me to understand that you're either real or you're not. So if you're real, show me. And as soon as that hunger and that desire for God stirred up in my heart and in my soul, the Bible says that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. So that hunger for sincerity produced real experiences in my life that I was able to say, wait, I'm starting to see Jesus move in my life. This wasn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago. This is happening now. Jesus is alive now. He's working now. If we read in Daniel 11:32, it says, but the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. They will do exploits. That's me and you. That's me and you when we know God. And I'm not just talking about knowing God as in I know about God. I know God's word. I'm talking about know as an experience. Do you know him through an actual experience where you walked through something with him and were able to say, I know God. I know him because I've experienced this. I've seen the signs. I've seen the wonders. And in Mark 16:17, it says, and these attesting signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents. And even if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. they will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well. Now, the reason that I'm laughing here in studio is because I realize there's been moments in my life that I've seen God do these exact things. I've seen Him heal people when I've laid hands on the sick. I've seen Him do it. It's all the glory is going to Him because I've recognized He is real. And as soon as I got into this relationship with Him, I understood, man, God has something more. God has something greater for us. So be encouraged today to actually take your relationship with the Lord seriously, because that authentic relationship, it puts you in a place where there is a reality of something greater. At the beginning of our show, I told you that I had some really exciting news of something that I had experienced this week with the Lord. And it's a testimony that I really feel like I'm going to walk out with you and explain my process in the hopes that it can really encourage you to have your own real encounter with the Lord. I was living in an accommodation, and I needed to move out. I needed to move out last week, Thursday. And I'd been praying and asking God, Lord, you know, is there another place that I should be going? What doors are you opening up? I'm living by faith. I'm trusting you. I don't have the finances to be able to rent an apartment or to buy a place. I'm just actually asking you to provide. You said you would liberally supply every need according to your riches and glory. And I was busy talking to Him about this, and I wasn't really getting anything. And I was like, okay, all of a sudden Thursday was upon me, and I still wasn't really getting anything. I'd had suggestions from people about going to stay at certain places, and I was praying about that. But I was like, Lord, but You haven't told me to go there. And I know that when You tell me, that is where Your will is. So I'm going to wait until You tell me. You're my shepherd. You're going to make the way. I'm going to follow You. And Thursday came. I packed my bags. And all of a sudden, I'm moving out of the accommodation that I'd had. And I was thinking, Lord, I'm going away to serve at the children's home for the rest of the week. But when I get back on Sunday, I'm not going to have a place to stay. And I was just like, Lord, I trust You. Like every time I was spending time with the Lord, He kept on telling me, trust Me. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, as it says in Jeremiah 17. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to place my trust in You. And then all of a sudden, the Lord took me to Matthew 6:19, because I woke up on Thursday morning, and to be real, I was feeling anxious. I was like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Where are You going to take me? And, oh man, He took me straight to Romans 6. He just like reminded me, go to Romans 6. And I went there, and in verse 24, it says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. I was like, ooh, everything that is trusted in that's besides from God, the Bible defines as mammon. And I was like, wow, have I been placing my trust in something else? Have I been placing it in deceitful riches, money, possessions, instead of in God? And then in verse 25, it says, therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. And I was like, Lord, You're speaking to me. You're really speaking to me. What you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or about your body, and what you shall put on, isn't life greater in quality than food, and the body far above more excellent than clothing? And then it says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps on feeding them. And it says, are you not worth so much more than they? I'm telling you, I felt this courage rising up inside of me out of this place of understanding that God loves me and he wants to take care of me. He wants me to trust him and understand that he's the one that takes care of my life. And all of a sudden, he reshifted my focus. Okay, as I started carrying on, reading on in verse 31, it says, therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are you going to eat? And then it says in verse 33, it says, for the kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. And I'm telling you, I was caught in this place where I was like, Lord, this is what my focus needs to be. It's supposed to be on your kingdom. And that's exactly what we were talking about last week, is about focusing on the kingdom. And I was like, Lord, that's where my focus needs to be. And then the last scripture hit home. It just hit home on everything. It says, so do not worry about being anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. And I realized that God takes me day by day. And here I was, without a place to stay, bags packed, everything I own in a car. And I'm like, all right, Lord, let's go. I'm just going to keep on serving you. You will show me what the next day has to offer. You will show me. And I had to place my trust in that and step out and say, God, I believe. Now, I'm going to carry on talking about what God showed me and how I walked through this process. So stay tuned, because you are not going to want to miss what the result was at the end. Now, let me carry on this testimony, because as I've been speaking about how God's been providing and how he took me through this moment where I did not know the next place that I was going to actually be staying. And so on the Thursday, left the accommodation that I was, fully packed and not knowing what the next destination was going to be. And all God was saying to me was, trust me. And I said, okay, Lord, I trust you. I'm going to put this into practice, not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer also. And that very evening, I received a call from someone that said, I have an apartment that's open and I hear that you are looking for a place to stay. But because of the signal issues, because I was in the bush, so there were like signal issues up and down. We weren't really hearing what each other was saying. And the conversation ended with, let's speak on Sunday. And now in my mind, I was thinking, okay, Sunday is awesome because that's the day I'm going to need accommodation. But also, it's Sunday. So if this falls through, and this was the thought that was going in my head. But all of a sudden, the Lord said, don't worry about tomorrow. That scripture rang through my head and was like, yes, Lord, I'm going to change these thoughts of anxiety and doubt and replace them with your word that says, you care for me. I don't need to worry about tomorrow. And so I carried on going through my day and focusing on the kingdom of God, and woke up on Sunday. And when I woke up, I had to pack everything that I had again, load it in the car, and I was thinking, Lord, I don't know past 1 o'clock what my day is going to look like. I don't know what my plan is, but I trust you. So I arrived in a place where there was better reception and called this guy on Sunday, and we spoke a bit on the phone, and I said, listen, how much is it going to cost for this accommodation that you have? And he said, what we're actually looking for is someone to stay in the apartment because we're trying to sell it, and we need someone to be available to, you know, bring people in and out and show them the apartment. And I said, okay, that's all good, but how much is it going to cost for me to stay there? And he said, no, you can stay there free of charge. I mean, my mind was blown. I was like, okay, but what about like electricity and, you know, lights, water? What about those? Because I mean, I'm living by faith. So I was like, Lord, I need to see, you know, where this is going. And this guy said, don't worry, that is on us. I'm telling you, I was like, Lord, you have come through. You are like making things possible where there was no way. You have made a way. That I was blessed with an apartment to stay that evening, go through to where their apartment buildings are, speak to this man and his wife, and talk to them about what it is they're looking for. And basically, the Lord gave me accommodation free of charge and blessed me with an opportunity to be actually able to stay in a place, overheads covered. And then when they're showing me in the estate that I'm now staying in, there is a gym there that I've been blessed with to have free gym access because I'm a resident at that estate. And my mind was blown. I'm thinking, Lord, you are so faithful. You are so faithful. And the scripture that was running through my head is one that we started this time together off with, was Romans 10:11, that says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame. And I just started laughing. I was like, Lord, you have hooked me up. You really have. I was not put to shame. I trusted in you. I relied on you. And this is the thing. God will do the same thing for you. He's not a respecter of persons. That verse carries on and says, there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. In other words, there is no distinction between you or me or anyone with any difference. God made us all different, but he loves us all the same. What he's done for one, he will surely do for the other. And I'm telling you, he is so faithful. So place your trust in him. Understand that God is really real. He's not faking it. If you serious with him and real with him, he is going to be real with you. So let's place our trust in him. Let's not fake it. Like that line in there that says, I'm changing my altitude. I don't have to fake it anymore. And this is really what we're trying to do today, is actually say, Lord, what word are you giving me that I can really stand on and change my altitude? Take me to a higher place of thinking so that I can really experience and encounter you in this life. Because God came so that we could really have a different kind of life, so that we don't have to be conformed to the world anymore. He's given us a different way, and that way is in Jesus and through Jesus. So send us through. Which scriptures really stood out to you this morning so that we can really stand on it? We have a few suggestions, but our time is running out. So please send us those scriptures that you really felt this morning that you can stand on, that God was speaking to you through. Because as we stand on them, we enter into a higher altitude in the kingdom of God. We retrain the way that we think. So let me know, because it's going to be awesome. At the end of this, where we choose one, and then tomorrow we're going to actually bring some of the presenters in. We're going to have Luca. We're going to have Tuesdays with Tondi in the house, and it's going to be fantastic as we learn the scripture of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I am just so encouraged this morning after going through an actual experience with God. I know how real he is, and I've received some messages from people saying, thank you so much for sharing that testimony, because you guys, this is the truth. You know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And I love sharing what God does, because it really empowers us to be able to say, I can claim that for me. If God did it for one, he will surely do it for me. So God, I'm grabbing a hold of you right now. I need you in the same way. Please help me. And here's the thing. You will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. And that's one of the scriptures that has really been the highlight of today. And it's something that I've had a few people actually say, what was that scripture that you quoted? And I feel like that's the scripture that we're really going to be using for Challenge for Change this week. It's Romans 10:11. And this scripture says, no man who believes in him, who adheres to, relies on, and trusts in him, will ever be put to shame or be disappointed. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. The same Lord who is Lord over all of us, and he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. For everyone, let me say that again, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. This is the truth. This is the reality. This is what it looks like to actually take a step into the kingdom and say, God, you said it. I believe it. That settles it. And I'm not going to fall short of this. I'm going to take my stand, believe this, and see how faithful you are. So it's been a complete joy for me to actually be able to be with you today and testify and share about the goodness that God's done for me, because I know how much it's meant to me when somebody has testified and encouraged me, built up my faith in that way, so that I can really say, Lord, I'm going to be genuine. I'm going to be authentic in my pursuit. I'm going to change the way that I've been doing things and get sincere, get real with you. And that's what we do here on the show. We get real. We be real. So challenge the way that you think. Write those scriptures down. It's Romans 10, 11. The other ones that we had was 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, which is walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Timothy 1, 7, for God did not give me a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. These are scriptures that we are going to learn, put into practice, and just see the love of God and the kingdom of God break out in our lives. So just remember, keep it real, and remember most of all that Jesus really does love you.